This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Officials with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes say they will not help to offset the loss of about $1 million in tax money from the former Kerr Dam. The tribes have acquired ownership of the dam, which they renamed the Salish Kootenai Dam. Tribes do not have to pay property taxes on the land. In a written statement, the tribe spoke of a need for caution in their new business venture. The tribal council says the decision comes after careful consideration, and while there will be no payment at this time, there may be future contributions. Lake County Commission Chairman Gail Decker says he's disappointed but not surprised by the decision. Montana's new state medical examiner says she's determined to reform and restructure the office after years of backlogs and ethical controversies. Dr. Jamie Oberst took over Montana's top forensic pathology job about a month ago. In addition to rebuilding an expanded state medical examiner's office, she arrived with her own goals. She tells the Missoulian she wants to standardize investigations by coroner statewide, write operating procedures and quality control protocols for autopsies, and earn national accreditation. Big Fork School District voters have overwhelmingly approved a $14 million renovation of the high school. Unofficial results Friday showed that 1,810 favored the bond issue and 955 opposed it in the mail ballot election. The high school is 50 years old and has no space for its rising enrollment. School administrators had failed to gain voter approval for renovating the high school twice in the last decade. The renovation project includes 8 new classrooms, 4 locker rooms, a gym expansion, and library relocation. The building will also be brought up to fire and safety codes. A 68-year-old Billings man has denied charges of molesting 2 girls who were in his temporary care as a foster parent. Gary Eugene Smith has been charged with felony sexual intercourse without consent and 2 counts of sexual assault. The Billings Gazette reports that he pleaded not guilty to all counts in Yellowstone County District Court. Judge Russell Fagg maintained Smith's bail at $75,000 and ordered Smith to wear a GPS monitoring unit if he's to be released. A Montana man once accused of plotting to kidnap David Letterman's son has been arrested on a parole violation. Lewis and Clark County deputies say Kelly Frank was taken into custody Wednesday near Helena. County probation and parole officers tell the Great Falls Tribune that Frank was arrested for violating the employment and travel conditions of his parole. A grass fire north of the town of Manhattan has burned an estimated 13 square miles in the Horseshoe Hills. Gallatin County emergency management officials say the fire was human-caused and is under investigation. Witnesses said they first spotted the fire at about noon yesterday. Gallatin County emergency management spokeswoman Carrie O'Connell tells KTVM-TV the fire was driven through dry grass by strong winds. Crews remained on the blaze overnight. There were no immediate reports of any injuries. A man has died in a weekend shooting on the west side of Billings. Police say an officer sent to the scene found a man with a fatal gunshot wound to his upper body. His name wasn't immediately released. Officers have arrested a 62-year-old man on suspicion of negligent homicide. Thank you for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.